The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien. How are you?
I'm good, and I can reassure Thabo that the weather here is not so great. We also have a lot of rain, a lot of cold. And I'm going to echo what Kathy said. If you're driving on the roads in Israel, and I know we have many Israeli listeners, put on your lights, use your windscreen wipers. And guys, please, just use... Use your indicators.
Exactly. Use your indicators. That's Rolien's number one pet hate. Rolien, can we please talk about Belgium appealing to UNESCO to drop anti-Semitic parade? Tell us about the parade.
Well, this is quite an interesting story because it's a story that kind of flashed up and kind of went down. But we are all familiar with those horrendous images coming from the parade that takes place in the Belgian city of Alst every year. And for the last couple of years, there have been terrible, terrible caricatures of Jews. And last year, there was, if you recall, those big purple kind of puppets on the float.
Wasn't that this year?
With red.
It could have been earlier this year.
It's been such a year. Who can keep count?
True.
But last year there was it was the same case as well. So what the Belgian government have done is they've appealed to UNESCO, who were a sponsor or the UNESCO culture department. This parade formed part of their remit. They've actually asked UNESCO to please drop this parade from its schedule, from its remit of events that they sponsor around the world. Now, it will take probably a unanimous vote by members of the UNESCO committee, but there have been appeals to the mayor of Ulster to please stop putting these kind of horrendous, horrendous caricatures in floats. And last week, and this is especially for us Game of Thrones fans, in fact, I'm just going to say it, Vala Morghulis, you'll know what I'm talking about, but last week there was an appearance that was actually cancelled by a cast member, an actress called Karis van Houten. She plays Melisandre in Game of Thrones. She and her production partner were actually scheduled to speak at an event in Alst, and the partner, who is married to a Jewish man, she said absolutely under no circumstances. The mayor is anti-Semitic. They host this horrendous parade, and Karis, who's Dutch, in solidarity with the Jewish community, said under no circumstances will I be appearing in Alst.
Very interesting. Very, you know what? Europe is, I don't know, there's this cognitive dissonance, I think, when it comes to their past and to how they deal with the Jews today. Because, you know, we just seen the rise.
Selective amnesia.
Yeah, selective amnesia. All right, let's move on. Netanyahu has agreed to a leadership contest for the Likud if new elections are announced. Rolien, are you not tired of this whole elections? Are we getting a government? Aren't we? Are we going to elections? Aren't we? Like, are you not exhausted? Do you not need a holiday?
I am exhausted. I do need a holiday, guys. I do need a holiday, but I've got to bring you the news, so I have no choice. But what we do have today, confirmed, of course, this could all change, is Netanyahu has agreed to primaries within the Likud faction for its leadership, and this is as he is facing quite a few indictments by Israel's Attorney General Avichai Mandelbrot, and his biggest competition, Gideon Sa'ar, has said that he is quite ready to be prime minister, and that there needs to be some serious change, and he is the one to do it, and that if he is elected prime minister, because he's very ready to do so, he'll be able to form a government. So we have until midnight tomorrow night to see whether or not we are going to elections. I have to say that from this angle, it's looking likely. However, this is the month of Kislev, it's the month of Chanukah, and miracles could happen. It's also the Middle East. Anything can happen,
yeah, but
the Speaker of the Knesset, the Speaker of the Knesset, yeah, 11:59, we have a government. The Speaker of the Knesset, Yuli Edelstein, yesterday said to Netanyahu and to Gantz, before you push for the legislation that will formalize elections for the 2nd of March, please use these remaining hours as best you can to try and form a unity government, to try and form some kind of working government.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, let's see what's happened. What's happened with Sarah Netanyahu? Where did we leave that?
Okay, so last week, if you were listening in the morning, we had a situation on Thursday where Sarah Netanyahu accompanied the Prime Minister to Lisbon. He had meetings there, one of which was with the Secretary of State, and they attended a memorial.
Was she doing the catering? Pardon? Was Sarah Netanyahu doing the catering?
She wasn't doing the catering and she wasn't throwing the carbohydrates on the floor either. But what she was doing was insulting the Sephardi community. She compared the situation that she and her husband are undergoing right now with these indictment charges to the Inquisition, which is profoundly offensive to anybody, especially to the Sephardi community, many of whom are descendants of people who were either tortured or killed or had to flee because of the Inquisition. And what was quite... as we say in Yiddish, bittere gelächter, was Netanyahu trying to shut her up in the middle of the of her interview with the reporter, kind of like saying to, you know, we'll answer these type of questions later and push her on. But she's faced an enormous amount of criticism for this. And I think at the moment with these indictment charges, the Prime Minister is going to want to keep both Sarah and his son, Yair Netanyahu, who's known to have a lot to say on social media, as far away from social media and the press as possible.
Incredible. Yeah. Okay, can we just very quickly talk about Sacha Baron Cohen? He's been nominated for a Golden Globe for The Spy, which I think he is absolutely brilliant. I love him. Karen weighed in earlier. She said, you know, that he's an acquired taste. I think depending on what he does. But Karen, once you see The Spy, you actually realize what an incredible, incredible actor this man is. And if you think about that, you have to, in order to do what he does with his different characters, his Borats and all of, you know, all his different, his Ali G's, you have to be convincing, which makes him an unbelievable actor.
There's another angle to look at it, and he's admitted that he does those characters for a specific reason. He tries to elicit a certain kind of response to prove a point, which he's done so successfully. If you listen to his speech about Facebook, he explained why he has played those specific characters. But I agree with you, he is superb as the Israeli spy Eli Cohen, and he was nominated for a Golden Globe yesterday. We wish him a huge mazal tov and bahatzlacha. And he's dedicating this nomination to Eli Cohen and his family. It's if you haven't watched it already, please do so. It's an extraordinary story, and another huge mazal tov to the great human rights icon, Natan Sharansky, who is the recipient of this year's very, very prestigious Genesis Prize.
Okay, so when I heard Genesis Prize, I remembered something about somebody not wanting...
Not for Collins, Kathy.
No, it wasn't Phil Collins, that Genesis Prize. It was, and I thought that it was maybe Gal Gadot, Natalie Portman. Do you remember what happened when she was nominated? Yes. She didn't want to accept it.
Yes, there was a lot of controversy. It wasn't that she didn't want to accept the prize. She didn't want to accept the prize from Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Oh, that's right.
She has divergent political opinions with the Prime Minister. As do many Israelis, and she is Israeli. However, where the criticism comes in from many is she didn't clarify that before, making this statement. She had to backtrack, and of course Israel's detractors jumped on the bandwagon and they said, you see, Natalie Portman, she's boycotting Israel. She didn't boycott Israel. She made it very clear that she was very proud to be the recipient. However, she does not support Netanyahu and did not want to receive the prize from him.
There you go. Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it. Hopefully Simon will be better and back tomorrow, but I'm not sure. And, yeah, thank you. Have a wonderful evening and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.